village there, where they've got water and a pump.
Yeah.
And that's the highest spot of Canley, always was the village.
Yeah.
They had a little old shack there it was, all thatch roof, and it was all covered in where the well was, and Allstroth, where all the horses used to feed and that.
I've seen photos of it.
Allstroth. And the pub was a wooden place.
Yeah.
Right on the road, not like that now. That's all been built new.
Yeah.
Mid-30s they built all the new pubs. It was an old wooden one, a very narrow there, narrow little roads.
Yeah.
And they'd done a film just before the war, early part, Clive Brooke, he was the British leading man of the day, all black and white. And it was about smugglers or murders or something, the Lonely Road it was called. And they built that cinema in 35, about 35, the Monica.
Rio.
Yeah. It was posh. And all that got developed about 35. The Monica, that Labrador Calf, my uncle worked and all them. Then they built a fort.
What, you mean helped build them?
Yeah. Yeah, he was a builder. One of my uncles that lived here. My granddad died by then.
Yeah.
He used to build...
Let me go back to the Lonely Road. Clive Brooke, did you say? Clive?
Yeah, Clive Brooke was the...
Are you saying there was a film about smuggling, which
something
was...
Something to do with that, some mystery or thing, and it was filmed on Canley.
Was
and
it
said, come to watch the film, your film, done on Canley. It was a little narrow lane, all leafy and trees them days, when I was a youngster. And the Lonely Road, that's what it was called.
And did you see it?
But yeah, and it comes to the Rio later.
Yeah.
And they all went up there, and all there was of Canley was that little road as it started off, and then it's all dark and blank. And that was the only bit of the bloody film that was that was done on Canley, you know.
Was it?
But come and see Canley on film. I mean, Clive Brooke, he was all the go.
Was it a feature length film?
Feature length film. Yeah. It was a film of the day, but British films then was rubbish, weren't they?
Yeah.
You know, it was all the have a maid or a road sweeper all spoke with a
accent,
wasn't it? And then you got the it changed afterwards, all Yorkshire, ear boy gone load up at mill and all that. You good enough for your father, good enough for you. You had all that sort of rubbish coming through. And then it was a war films, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, they were rubbish up there.
Yeah.
But it was more talent, a lot of talent here. There was a lot, there used to be dancers up in the big theatres that was in the choruses and that. Then they ran their own dancing schools here. I danced with them. And Mary Andrews, who'd done the fairgrounds, she used to dance for So Yammy, and real good. We used to have them, variety shows. And they used to go to the Coliseum Theatre in Lee, South End. A lot of talent, considering what goes on now, I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't hear tap dancing going, do you, Cornelia? Or ballet stuff.